Welcome to Lunchtime Classics on Classical 90.5, broadcasting live from our performance studio in downtown Louisville.
Well, good afternoon to everyone. I'm Carol Larson, delighted to be hosting this program today as we feature six finalists from the Greater Louisville Music Teachers Association Scholarship Recital. That recital took place Friday, May 8th in Margaret Comstock Hall at the University of Louisville. And we've got six wonderful pianists to hear today. The divisions that we're going to hear are the Elementary Division, the Senior High Division, and also the 20th Century Division. And we're going to jump right into it right now because you don't want to hear me. You want to hear these wonderful pianists. And we begin now with the pre-seventh grade elementary level, and this is Christopher Joe, and he's going to be performing La Fille aux Cheveux de Lin, or The Girl with the Flaxen Hair, by Debussy. Christopher? And that was pianist Christopher Joe, representing as a finalist in the elementary level division from the Greater Louisville Music Teachers Association Scholarship Recital. Thank you, Christopher. It's a wonderful piece. We're going to go right now to our next pianist. This is Alice Liu. Alice actually was the winner in the elementary category. Alice is going to be performing La Sarabande by Grovelet. Alice? And that was pianist Alice Liu. She was the winner in the elementary category of the Greater Louisville Music Teachers Association Scholarship Recital on May 8th. Thank you. Beautiful, beautiful music. That was La Sarabande by Grovelet. And now we go to the middle school category. That's grades 7, 8, and 9. And our finalist from that category is Sarah Wang. And Sarah is going to be performing the Nocturne in B-flat minor, Opus 9, number 1 by Chopin.
Thank you.
That was pianist Sarah Wang playing the Nocturne in B-flat minor, Opus 9, number 1 by Chopin. And Sarah was a finalist in the middle school division, that's grades 7, 8, and 9, from the Greater Louisville Music Teachers Association Scholarship Recital. Well, we had those three students that we just heard, Christopher Zhou, Alice Liu, and Sarah Wang, were students of Jesse Xu. I'd like to bring up another piano teacher here, Carol Noel, who is also part of the GLUMTA, as we call it, the Greater Louisville Music Teachers Association, but known to our hearts near and dear as GLUMTA. Hi, Carol.
Hello.
Thanks for being here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about this scholarship, this whole thing, and what these kids, what they learn, what they do, how it's judged, and all that.
Okay. On Friday morning, May 8th, at the University of Louisville, we had a Kentucky Music Teachers Association Keyboard Festival, and teachers from around the state could enter students to be adjudicated. They, in addition to performing and being critiqued, had to take a theory test, and the ratings they could receive were superior, excellent, good, and fair.
So they actually didn't compete against each other. It was their own.
Really wasn't a competition. It was an opportunity to be adjudicated, critiqued, challenged, mm-hmm. and to perform at their very best. And then Greater Louisville Music Teachers Association, from those that were adjudicated Friday morning, chose 9 finalists who performed to a highest level of excellency.
Wonderful.
And Greater Louisville Music Teachers Association then sponsors a scholarship recital on the same evening, held at University of Louisville Comstock Hall. And so we had these 9 finalists perform, and we had four categories of Division 4 winner scholarship recitals. I would have to mention that the Piano Technicians Guild supports this scholarship recital and provides funds for the monies given to the students. And I can't say enough about the finalists that we had this year. Their level of playing is just a level of excellence at their ages is just...
You're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, who are in the radio audience, people who are not live here. These are very young kids. I mean, you got pre-7th grader, you got 7th, 8th, 9th grade, and you got mm-hmm. high school. I mean, these, just look at the musicianship and the technique they have now. It's just really exciting to see this.
Yes, and it's a wonderful opportunity for teachers in the area. Even if you're not a member, I believe you are able to participate in this under certain guidelines. And your student, it's generally for students 7th through 12th grade. Mm-hmm. But if the students pre-7th grade can play the repertoire, then they are invited to participate
Fantastic.
In the adjudication process. And if you are interested in finding out more about GLUMTA, find us on the web at glmta.org. You can find out more information about the music opportunities available for you as teachers and your students, and also find a list of teachers in your area if you were looking for a teacher, organ, strings, piano, whatever instrument.
That's great. Well, and you are vice president this year of
that
the
is right.
GLUMTA.
Yes, of
course. Well, this is Carol Noel. Thank you. I'm Carol Larson. That's Carol Noel.
Thank you.
And as vice president, thank you, Carol, for explaining that to us. It's a wonderful opportunity for these kids to perform and to get adjudicated and to play at their best and then perform in the recital. And we're going to continue now with a wonderful pianist here, Serena Leanne, and she's also a student of Jesse Xu. And she was actually the winner of the 20th century category. And Serena's going to play Scherzo, Opus 6, number 3 by Griffiths.
Thank you.
And that was pianist Serena Leon, and she won the 20th Century category, the 20th Century Division of the Greater Louisville Music Teachers Association Scholarship Recital. And that was music by Griffiths called Scherzo, Opus 6, Number 3. And we're going to continue on now as we present the Senior High category winner of the recital, and this is Andrew Jones. Good afternoon, Andrew. He's going to be playing the Hungarian Rhapsody number 11 by Franz Liszt.
Thank you.
Was pianist Andrew Jones, the winner of the senior high category at the Greater Louisville Music Teachers Association Scholarship Recital. And Andrew played the Hungarian Rhapsody No. 11 by Franz Liszt. And we go now to another wonderful pianist here. I do want to mention that Andrew Jones's teacher is Dr. Vernon Cherix. And we go now to Andrea Powell. And Andrea was a finalist, and she's going to be performing the Ballade No. 3. It's an A-flat major, Opus 47, by Chopin. And Andrea studies with Dr. Maurice Hinson. Andrea?
Thank you.
pianist Andrea Power performing the Ballade No. 3 in A-flat major, Opus 47 by Chopin. And we just want to make sure everyone out there in our listening audiences realize that these were the finalists and winners of the Greater Louisville Music Teachers Association Scholarship Recital. The recital is held Friday, May 8th, and we are delighted that these people could come today, these kids, and show us how to play the piano. It's just really amazing. I was actually going to call up Andrew Jones and Andrea Powell for just a moment and kind of talk a little bit to them about their piano playing and what they do when they're not practicing. Andrea, what do you like to do when you're not practicing?
Well, I go to the Youth Performing Arts School in Manual, so I usually have a lot of homework. So I work on homework, and I like to hang out with friends, and I go to Crescent Hill Presbyterian Church, so I'm there a lot, too.
So you have a lot of things to do at church. Mm-hmm. Do you play at church also?
I have before, yeah.
Awesome. What, mm-hmm. What's your favorite subject in school?
Well, probably Spanish.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Muy bien.
Gracias.
And how much do you find yourself practicing, especially when you're preparing for a recital?
Well, usually before a recital, I'll try and practice about 2 to 3 hours a day. Mm-hmm. It depends on how busy I am with school and church and other stuff. So.
And you study with Dr. Marie Simpson, mm-hmm. correct? Yes. And Andrew Jones, what do you like to do when you're not practicing?
Ping pong or puzzles most of the time.
Oh, there you go. Keeps your hand moving, doesn't it? Keeps you going. And you're practicing, what did you say, how many hours a day? Probably, especially before a recital, you're really on the keyboard.
I try to get 3.5 to 4 hours in.
And you study with Dr. Vernon Cherix, right?
Yes.
So I'm sure that both of your teachers are encouraging you to study, to practice 3 to 4 hours a day. It makes a difference, doesn't it? It really makes a difference. Well, we want to thank you for being here so much. Thank everybody. And I'd like to read their names again. Performing today from as finalists or winners of the Greater Louisville Music Teachers Association Scholarship Recital, we had Christopher Zhou, Alice Liu, Sarah Wang, Serena Leon, Andrew Jones, and Andrea Powell. Should we give them all a hand? Thank you for being here. Wonderful. And that concludes our Lunchtime Classics today. Thank you for joining us for Lunchtime Classics here on Classical 90.5. Our audio engineer is Andy High. Lunch is provided by City Cafe. And visit us at WUOL.org for a list of upcoming concerts on Louisville's Fine Arts Station. Good afternoon.